You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Ata Marie, e te whānau, you are on 95 BFM Breakfast. On the line, we have got Murdoch Stevens, author of Rat King Landlord, a fantastic book, which is getting a special Renters United, graphic edition pressed at the moment. Morena, Murdoch, how are you?
Hey, kia ora, I'm doing great.
It's so nice to chat with you. I'm a big fan of the book and I was really excited to see that you were doing this this graphic version with Renters United. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about the project and maybe a bit about the book for folks who aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, the project came about, we started chatting in 2020 about it. So I met up with Rob Whittaker, who was the president of Renters United at the time. And he had talked about always wanting, well, I think his wife had wanted him to write a novel about renting rather than talking to her about it or something like that. And then he read mine and he's like, whoa, this does all the stuff and there's a talking rat in it. Amazing. So the book itself, I always try and clarify off the start, it's called Rat King Landlord. I'm not saying all landlords are rats, but I am saying that some rats are slowly becoming landlords. And that's the sort of conceit of the book.
Nice.
We're in central Wellington in the present day. And this sort of series of events leads to the rat that lives in the compost inheriting the house that the three flatmates live in. And with the help of a property management company and some emoji texting, the rat suddenly realizes the value of the house and what kind of good food and stuff it can get from it. And at the same time, the sort of antagonisms around renters' rights come to a fore. And there's, a series of... I guess you'd say political and, class war incidents, yeah.
It's a very, for anyone who hasn't read it, it is a very funny, entertaining book. It is also, I think, tapped right into a vein of particularly fraught renting frustrations with the way that housing is in Aotearoa. It makes natural sense to, I think, have this conversation with Renters United at the moment. How did that particular chapter come about?
I think it's, they're based down here, and I've always had massive respect for them. I'm a renter, and I listen to all the trash on the mainstream news about coming from property management companies and the investors associations. And the first time I heard Renters United on, I was like, oh my God, someone's actually taken the risk and talking to the media from our perspective. When I say taking the risk, I'm like, all of us know that if you stand up in this kind of space, you're going to find it hard to find your next rental. We're all living in this really precarious space and no one really wants to stick their head up. So I always had massive respect for them. And since I'd read the book and loved it as well, we came together with this idea to do a renter's version for super cheap. And then that just sort of, we did this Pledge Me about 3 weeks ago, just for 10 days, and it got so much support that we had to keep revising what our goals were. So initially we were going to do 2,000 copies in this beautiful newsprint edition. And I think after a day, 12 hours, we were at a minimum to make sure we could do it.
Wow.
We ended up getting 7 times the minimum. And that meant we ended up doing 10,000 copies of this newspaper edition.
So,
yeah, it is.
So anyone who's not seen it, Murdoch, because you can imagine what a book looks like. That's what your first, press is. But this is a really special, big newspaper, graphic, visual, sort of giant zine extravaganza. I don't even know how to put the right words into it, but it looks incredible and it feels very easy to disseminate, easy to hand around your mates. Tell us a wee bit about why you wanted to, make it look like that and have images, have it be on newsprint, have it in this type of pressing sense.
Some of it's cost. We wanted to get it to people for free or at a really, really low cost that covers distro, because distro is always, the expensive, tough thing.
Yeah.
Rob had met a bunch of, artists and writers, usually not the most well-off people. So there was been a lot of support for Renters United from artists along the way. So he had a bunch of contacts who were really keen to help out. First, they volunteered their time. Now we can pay them a bit. And then that just made sense to do it at this tabloid size, to do it in a really large... It's actually on the same paper that the... I don't know if you get the same property supplements in the Weekend Herald. It's about the same size as the Herald, and it's full colour as well, which is really important for the art. And it's print on pretty decent quality paper as well.
Who are some of the artists you've got involved with this project?
We've got Dans from the band Darts, otherwise known as Yeehaw the Boys. We've got Pinky Fang, who lives down in Littleton, who was a renter adjacent to where I was living a couple of years ago. We've got Hannah Salmon, who does drawings as Daily Secretion. There was a really good piece about her in the spin-off a couple of years ago. Toby Morris from the spin-off. Gavin Mouldley, Christian Pierce, Pepper Raccoon. There's 15 different artists, and then Rob Whittaker designed the cover himself.
So how are people going to be able to get a hand on a copy of this Murdoch?
Well, there's sort of three ways. One is I'm taking care of the retail side of things, so we're sending them for free to bookstores, and they're going to retail them at $2 a piece. So I know, I think Time Out has done an order already. Mm-hmm. The Women's Bookshop ordered 10 kilos. There'll be a bunch of other places around. I think somewhere on Kay Road overnight just ordered 3 kilos.
Fantastic.
So we're going to have them in those regular places. And if people are retailers or they have a front-facing business, just go to our website, lawrenceandgibson.co.nz, and you can order 3 or 10 kilos and just pay the postage cost. Otherwise, as an individual, you can pay with a small donation to cover the postage through Renters United's website. Or if you're a renter and you don't even have any money at all, or just want to be an activist and share it around, just get in contact with them at info@rentersunited.org.nz, or just go to their website and they'll have the instructions on how to email them. So three different ways. We really want to make it cheap for people. Totally. We're also going to do a launch in Auckland later in the year around the Auckland Writers Festival time.
Awesome. Well, it's very exciting stuff. I think our listeners are pretty well au fait now with who and what Renters United are and do. But just for anybody who has tuned in and this is news to them, Murdoch, what is the purpose of Renters United?
Renters United's basically an advocacy group who are there to represent the needs of renters. So they're not like a tenants union. They don't go in and help individuals who are having trouble with their landlord. They do advocacy at in the media and with politicians. In the back of Rat King Landlord this time, there's two pages where they outline what needs to change to make renting better. Things around stability of housing, making sure that the cost is fair, that houses are safe and up to the healthy home standards. And there's another one as well. You'll have to pick it up to find out.
Exactly. Hey, Murdoch Stevens, thank you so much for speaking with us about the new Renters United version of Rat King Landlord. I'm so stoked to see it, you know, disseminated in this way. I think it's going to be a really special thing for communities to have. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.